This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Boatload of guests as always today. Our good friend Damian Woody going to join us. James Devlin, former Patriot, will join us as well.
The neck roll.
Yes. Any fullback. That's toughness. You just have to play that position. So lots to get to, of course, on the show. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation, of course, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. College football is back, so with the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Bart Scott, it's sweater weather here in New York.
Hoodie footies.
Yeah, it is sweater weather today, man. Had to go into the closet and pull out the sweater. You definitely went hoodie. Although you were dressed a little bit nicer on Get Up this morning.
But, you know.
You did have, though, the taco meat out for the world to see you went four buttons deep.
That was
you
admiration.
And Lewis Riddick.
That was admiration for Sweet Lou, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, every year. You know, we got to start doing Get Up After Dark, man. He be showing a little bit too much sternum, you know what I mean? The kids ain't sleep yet, man. That's rated R.
Yeah, that's more like when you got that extra button on the dress shirt down, that is definitely in the hotel, in the lounge.
Yeah.
You know about a little scotch.
He's definitely manscaping too, man, cuz this is like smooth as a baby's bottom there. It look like you got a little shea butter, cocoa butter on that thing cuz it's always glistening, just a little bit too bright.
Let's make this instead of that. Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. So something I found really interesting that I thought of you immediately, and it was not on Get Up, but it was actually on KJM this morning. So Jenna Lane, who covers the Buccaneers for us at ESPN, was on the show, and she offered a very interesting, you know, newsy tidbit about what the Bucs will be doing on this trip. Again, Tom Brady and also Gronk making their return to New England. And she said, you know, guys, the team is not staying in Boston. They're staying far away from all the madness. Ooh. They're staying in Providence, in cute little Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, yeah. And then I thought, wait a minute. That sounds good until you know and you've told the stories. Tell us, please, what to expect in cute little Providence, Rhode Island for the visiting NFL team.
I'll tell you what won't be happening is Calgon won't be taking nobody away because they won't have a great night of sleep at all. When I talk about the biggest jerks in all of sports, it's one thing to boo me, right? But it takes a sick, demented person to get a damn bullhorn and go on the opposite building rooftop and scream all night. When I say all night, I'm talking about all night. And Tom's going to realize.
And you've experienced this with the Jets.
Jets, Ravens, every single time. We all stay in Rhode Island because we know the closer you get to Boston, the crazier it get. You know what I mean? Most of their fans come from Providence anyway. So it's not like, you know, the real fans, you know how like here with the Jets, they say the real fans are in Long Island, like all the other people because they
have
been
to church.
Right, so they're in Long Island, right? And for the Patriots, it's Providence. You drive through neighborhoods to get to Foxborough. Foxborough is in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Right, so
it's south of Boston, actually closer. Yeah. It's probably halfway, probably in between on your way.
Yeah, Boston's a whole other
to
place.
To Rhode Island.
Right, so when you, so to kind of quote Peyton Manning, like to all the slithered up fans to get slithered up. Listen, they're going to be out there with the bullhorn, and Brady's going to either have to go out there to make an announcement or ask for forgiveness or something because they're going to bug them the whole night. First of all,
and you know there's a guy, too, that works at the hotel, like low key.
Yo.
That's like, yo, you know,
we go
out to Pat's here.
It's
our hotel.
It's Manchurian Sully all over there.
Get Sully, get Mac. I'll meet you downstairs.
The bullhorn. But
it's
listen,
definitely happening.
This ain't the worst part. The bullhorn is like annoying, but you can tune it out. You can put your headphones on. You can fall asleep. These idiots are going to pull the fire alarm about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They're going to pull the damn fire alarm, going to have you outside. Listen, they used to pull the fire alarm so much, I was like, man, I'm just going to burn. I ain't walking downstairs no more. I'm just going to burn. You know
if I don't smell smoke, I ain't leaving my room.
Exactly. I'll
stop, drop, and roll my way out of here. I'm not putting up with this.
I will throw a sheet out of the thing, and y'all can come get me on the next floor. Just come get me with the live.
If you don't think that's like, again, and remember what Bruce Arians said at the start of the season. Our guys are not going out on the road. We stay together, right? He is making sure we're going to have our own protocols, and we're going to stick together. We do not want to have any issues with COVID. So while Gronk still has a place in that area, Brady probably's got something in that area, right? If he still doesn't have, if he does, if he's already sold his house,
he's got
to have something. Does Brady say, listen, guys, I'm going to stay on my own away from the team? Or does Bruce Arians say, nah, man, we all got to stay together?
Well, listen, if Brady's going to his home, that's different. What you get concerned with is guys meeting up with other guys from the team. Like, you don't want Brady calling up, hey, get Edelman, Gronk, and get McCourty, and get Hightower.
You don't see that.
Yeah, Brady. Yeah, but no, that's what dudes do.
Yeah, guys do that, but I don't see Brady doing that before a game like this.
It's weird, man. It's weird. Like, your guys are your guys. You know what I mean? Edelman, you probably want to get up with Edelman if Edelman still lives in that area.
I mean, how many people? Like, you know this. There's going to be countless people
getting on your damn nerves.
I just think it's funny that it's like, yeah, we're staying outside of Boston. We're not going anywhere near the madness. We're going to stay in Providence. It's like, wait a minute.
That's even crazier.
The Jets have done that, and we know what happens when the
like, damn.
Oh, man.
Like, and I think it's
– I think it adds to the story. And I'll tell you what, too. I'm like, in a way, and I love that Jenner reveal. That's what reporters do. You get information, you reveal it. But there's got to be somebody with the Bucs that is like, oh, no.
Yeah, why'd you say that?
Like, oh, God.
Because you know everybody going to know. Then they're going to be in the thing is, you get no peace, right? Okay, Bruce don't want us going out and doing nothing together. Okay, we're going to go chill and eat in the restaurant in the hotel. Wrong.
Nope.
Wrong, because there's going to be a million people there. Brady,
yeah, unless you just lock the whole hotel down.
You can't,
lock it down.
Nobody can do that because the hotel is too big. You know what I mean? You only get one floor as a team. So
just
now,
adds to it. Doesn't it? It just adds to it. Like, just keep your eye on social media on Saturday night. Keep your eye on social media because you know it. Everybody's TMZ now. Someone's going to find something. Someone's going to do something. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And it just makes it fun. So when I heard that, I thought of you because of all the stories you've told. Yeah. By the times you've gone up there with the Jets, you won a playoff game up there after all that madness too. So you know better than anybody how Providence is not as far away as you think, and they will find you.
Waking up with bags underneath your eyes because you ain't got no sleep. You don't get it, man. Idiots like with bullhorns on the other building's roof yelling.
Now, what about
the whole night?
What if you put it out there that you're staying like typically NFL teams do, but in reality, you do stay, like at the Boston Harbor Hotel?
Nah, because the employees are going to snitch on you. You can't. The
True.
Employees aren't going to snitch.
There's always
that's
that
the inside.
One
that's the inside
guy.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always
like,
the one guy.
Yo, yeah, they staying at our hotel.
Right.
Pull up. And I'm sure the Patriots have some type of mass chain.
Right.
Chain, text message chain or something like that. So yeah.
Mark, it's Petey. I'm from the Marriott. Yeah.
One of the most under
Yeah, the Bucks are here.
One of the most underreported things, like everybody's focusing on Brady, but remember, Gronk decided to freaking retire. That's how bad he hated New England. He's like, nah, I'd rather retire. Remember he was talking about how life isn't fun, football isn't fun, and he couldn't control his emotions. He was like smiling and he would cry.
Yeah.
That's what Bill would do to you. He's a black hole.
So with that in mind, what do you make of what Belichick, and you guys talked about this on Get Up, what Bill Belichick has been saying now, because normally Belichick doesn't like talking about the other team that much. Like, he doesn't like revealing much. He keeps everything really close to the vest. He generally will be effusive in his praise of the opponent, what they can do. Like, you never hear him disrespect an opponent, right? He's always very upbeat, but very positive. Even though he's low key,
even though they scrubs, he's like,
yeah, he speaks obviously in that, you know, that Bueller, yep. Like in that voice. But while the voice doesn't change, the inflection doesn't change. The one thing that Mike Reese talked about was how when Belichick walked into the press conference room yesterday, he made a joke of it. Like, any stories this weekend?
Yep.
You know, obviously there's only one big story, and that's Tom Brady's return to New England and the breakup between one of the, if not the greatest coach of all time, and if not the greatest quarterback of all time. 20 years together and all the success they had, now they are opponents. So listen to Bill Belichick. I want you to give me a little BS meter, BS translator, on Bill Belichick talking about Tom Brady.
Nothing Tom does surprises me. He's a great player. Works hard, takes care of himself. I mean, he's talking about playing till 50. I mean, if anybody can do it, he probably can. It's as tough as any quarterback there is or ever has been. I mean, enough said. I mean, his numbers are incredible. He's about to pass the all-time passing record. He's done more than any other player at that position in whatever measurement you want to take, whether it's yards, completions, touchdowns, championships, you know, you name it. So put anything out there you want. Like, it doesn't get any tougher than him.
Yeah, but you notice how he cut the reporter who was going to say the follow-up. He had his little spiel that he was going to say, and then he hurried and cut her off because she was catching up to
what
it.
What makes him
wanted more detail. Bill, yeah, we already got all that, Bill. We got all that. But if you think that he can play the 50, are you going to re-sign him? Bill, if you think he can play the 50, why'd you let him go?
Well, he said.
When he said
we
he
We didn't
wanted,
let him go.
Nah,
he left.
Nah. You made
that's
it. What
Bell, but that's his words. Remember, he's already acknowledged that. He said that yesterday, 2 days ago.
But he made him leave.
Well, on his radio interview, where I believe it's where he said was, you know, why didn't you want him back or something like that? We did.
Yeah, what caused
he
them?
Left? He went to a better situation.
Yeah, why?
That's Bill's take on it is we didn't send him away. We didn't cut him. He left. He left to go to a better situation, and he is in a better situation.
But
good for him.
But listen, the Patriots had the ability to provide the same situation that he was at. Right? You don't think that if Brady
When were they in the Super Bowl?
2000, like 3 years ago.
Okay. So was it that long ago?
No, but listen, Tom was having to say, hey, man, y'all making me work too hard. You're making me have to carry too many people. Like, y'all making it difficult. You saw the difference with Tom Brady, what Cam Newton had, the same players. What did Cam Newton do with it? Horrible. Right? That's the trash that
Tom Brady.
They also
had COVID, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
And there were how many guys opted out?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's the same trash that Tom Brady carried to the playoffs. And he just got tired of being able to carry.
I don't think that's accurate, Bart. Come on. They had a handful of guys opt out on the defense, right? And it was a COVID year, and the quarterback had COVID. When he came back, was not the same.
How many of those guys opted out was on the offensive side?
No,
of the ball?
Defensive side, right?
Right. I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, you're
Tom
right.
Brady had to carry N'Keal Harry as his number one.
Well, that yeah.
Jacoby
that,
Myers. Like, hold up. Hold on. I'm giving you. You know how many people you can sign with $10 million of salary cap space? People think, oh, $10 million. No, it's spread out. So $10 million, you can give two people like pretty good deals, or three or four players good deals.
All right, but again, let's go back. And again, I want to play a little more Bill Belichick now. This is, again, him talking about Brady, but also making sure to include Gronk in the conversation.
Certainly Rob and Tom have done a lot for this organization, a lot for me, and I appreciate everything they've done. I have a ton of respect for them. But, you know, this Sunday, we're on opposite sides of the field. And, we're going to do all we can to not make them enjoy the night.
Now, a lot of times Belichick would defer and say, you know what, we're not focused on that, focused on onto Tampa and all that stuff. But he at least gave the media what they were asking for, which is, give me your thoughts on these guys that won championships with you. And he took the time to make sure that he said things, nice things about these guys.
Very nice things.
Now, how do you view this? Do you view this as he genuinely feels this way, or is this some gamesmanship?
Gamesmanship.
Yeah.
You don't want to poke the bear, right? The same way that he's triggered probably by Guerrero and Tom's dad talking. He didn't want to give Tom Brady the same thing because then it equals out. You don't want him coming in with an edge saying, hey, he said some disrespectful stuff to us. Now, the whole fact that Mac Jones has called Tom Brady him, not mentioning him by name, is something that the GOAT probably like, what? You can't refer to me by name? Okay, I got something for you. You the next me? I got something
I did
for
want
you.
To ask you what you thought of that, too.
Yeah.
And
like,
I know you talked about it. And by
him?
The way, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you had the opportunity to be in Providence, what would you do outside the hotel if you're a Patriots fan? What do you think is the appropriate thing to do?
Oh, can we ask Patriots fan? We assume that people would be – listen, Patriots fan, listen – because they'd be all on my, on my social media hating on me.
Yes.
So if you're a Patriots fan, how would you greet Tom Brady, and how would you give him the same treatment?
Should you boo him?
Yeah.
Cheer him, and if you see a Patriots fan boo him, how would you react to that fan? If you see a Patriots, like, how would you react to someone else? Like, is it like, ah, you could cheer him all you want, or you say no, not building.
Yeah.
Right. No, he's the opponent now. Like, how should this be handled from that perspective? Because we've really never seen 20 years with the same organization. You know, the six championships, the appearances, all the stuff that they have done, the dominance that they have had over the two decades. How are you supposed to greet him right now? Is this the prodigal son has returned? Is this that, or is it no? He left. He left.
Y'all hear that, Patriots fans?
What is the appropriate way to really to handle it, including outside the hotel in Providence? Because yeah. I just love hearing those stories. But beyond that, again, Bart, so let me just then go now to Mac Jones. And why would Mac Jones not say Tom, not say Brady, not say Tom and Brady, and just do, him. why would he just do that? For those listening to yesterday's show, you know exactly what we were just referencing right there.
I have no idea why he would even poke the bear, man. He should have been the most, like, hey, he was my hero growing up. He's the greatest. Just an honor to be able to be somebody that can come behind him. You know, I hope that I can learn from him. He's the model. All that, man. Tom Brady. You don't call nobody no grown man he's earned the right for you to say his name. So, we'll see what Mac and Cheese. I'm telling you, man. Mac and Cheese don't even know he in a fight.
We talked about that yesterday. I firmly believe that, man. Like, I really do. I firmly believe, and I'm glad you brought it up on Get Up this morning after off of what we talked about. And we talked about Rob Ninkovich, who also flipped it.
Patriot stuff.
Which, that part also, right? Are there guys on the defensive side of the ball that have never had a chance to hit them? And who knows more than Bill Belichick what to do to frustrate and fluster Tom Brady defensively? Who would know more than him? So all that's what makes this so compelling. Like, every time I heard Greeny call it the game of the century, I kept cringing because I'm like, really? Is it?
I don't know about that.
No. The more I heard it, though, the more I kept saying, no, it really might be.
It's the most anticipated, regular season game.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this one. Listen, my first very can't wait segment of the year on Get Up was I couldn't wait till week four.
Yeah.
That was before the season even started.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the Patriots. Just think, the Patriots are in a desperate situation. If they lose this week, they're 1-3.
Mm-hmm. Division is slipping.
And they they haven't played the Bills once yet.
Mm-hmm.
They already have a divisional loss within the division. If the Bills beat them and able to beat them twice, that's 5 losses already.
It's not they like they got the one loss against Miami too, which
right.
Is
so the, so that's 5 losses.
Yeah,
you can't have more than
you got, can't you can't
you
look,
two you got two to spare.
Right, you're not looking beyond obviously this game, but I just think
both teams come in with a must win. Tampa lost last week. They're not even leading their division.
Well, here I'll give you the must win from Tampa's perspective, taking Brady completely out of the conversation. They're the better team. Like, they're the better team, Bart. Like, so you look at that, and I know you're going to New England, but you're better. You should win that game.
Yeah.
So, yes, when you look at the Bucs and what their plans are this season, you're coming off an L, right, a bit of a frustrating one, against a team that a lot of people think you're going to see again. So now you're facing a team that you think, on the schedule, those are ones you put a W. If you're doing the win-loss game, that's a win. You're supposed to feel that way. Yeah. So, yeah, this is you're looking at this as, yeah, we're supposed to win this game. Got to win this game. And so that's them. But from the Patriots' perspective, it's an important game. But I'm telling you, that's what makes this whole thing compelling. There's so much to it that goes beyond, as I mentioned yesterday, the Brady-Belichick dynamic. So much to it, including, of course, how a fan base welcomes it. Like Todd Freeman on Twitter said, Indianapolis had such a warm reception for Peyton when he came back to town. Tom deserves the same.
Yeah, but remember, they told
Peyton. They moved on from Peyton.
They told Peyton to leave. Yeah, Peyton had with neck hurt. They had the number one overall pick, and he was a generational talent. Tom Brady,
right?
He wore out his welcome. He's just like, man, I'm done, man. I can't do it anymore with this dude. So he left under different pretenses and different circumstances.
It is like I said, it's just the beginning of the conversation. We were trying to start it yesterday. There's so much to it, including, of course, Mac Jones. Way more to talk about with this, and, of course, now the beginning of week four. Week four already, Bart Scott. Sweater weather, baby. October, one day away. So much to get into. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for you to be part of the conversation. It is Bart and Hahn. We are coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So tonight we begin week four, and we got a matchup that, all right, on the marquee, you're like, really? But it is number one versus number one. Who has the edge? Who projects as the better talent? And where will both of them be in 5 years? We will discuss after Bart tells us about DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's that simple. All you have to do is just pick a lineup, stand underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the action like never before. With a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, DraftKings is a safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you feel like it. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter the promo code BART and get a free shot at millions of prizes with your very first deposit. That's promo code for the 50th time, BART, only at DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the NFL. $5 minimum deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Your calls and more after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Where else, Bart? What can you do? Like, if you're in your house, you got like...
Alexa, Siri.
Yeah.
Pull up Bart and Hahn.
Why do you guys say it would have... you said
I forgot.
That was aggressive.
Pull up Bart and Hahn.
Say it
now.
Just, say it just like that. Right, Ed, now.
Today's Wednesday, and I got something I need to say.
It's Thursday.
No. I'm saying, like, call it up on Wednesday. I'm just saying, like, one of our good segments.
When we have like invent, yeah. Petty Wednesdays?
Yeah, Petty Wednesday.
Petty Wednesdays, by the way, according to social media, we must continue it. I'm told that it could be back next week.
Oof.
Yes. Already getting up from executives.
So we avoided HR.
So, yes. And also, John Winthrop, our producer, who really
put his name out there,
was not comfortable.
At him. He's comfortable.
But we went over his head, and we're getting the okay from above him.
Also, we put a Tom Brady.
Yes, we did. We went to Robert Kraft.
We went straight to Robert.
Right. Exactly. So now, of course, we'll find out that then John wants one of us traded.
Yeah, John's not going to organize my Disney trip.
That's right.
Yeah. He can tell you all the good hotels are 50% off.
ESPN Radio app presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. So what would you call it? Would you say Jaguars Bengals?
So sexy.
Are you? Is it three buttons down sexy? Is that what we're talking about?
Just two.
Lewis Riddick, you know, three buttons down in the suit.
It's just two.
But there is, though, something compelling, obviously, about this game, and that is clearly the quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, number one last year. Trevor Lawrence, number one this year. Both obviously meeting in the national championship game 2 years ago. It's the second starting quarterback matchup in the common draft era. So that goes back to 1967. Between two number one overall picks in consecutive drafts.
Ooh.
Now, we already saw the other one most recent, and that is Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not like
that new. 1,000 years or something.
But it is on Thursday, so it's national. So it's also the first starting quarterback matchup between national championship winning quarterbacks since 2009.
Why does Joe Burrow look like?
What? What does he look like?
He looks like if anybody ever can just Google like – Joe Burrow, whatever this pick is, he looks like Macaulay Culkin if he like lifted weights and grew up. He looks like Kevin.
What? You know, Macaulay Culkin actually did grow up.
He's vegan or something. He was real skinny. He was on drugs.
You mean like if Kevin from Home Alone that character?
Yes, wanted to be like a football
player.
Like
if we did Home Alone, how many would there be now? Five, four, I don't even know. And now Kevin's an adult.
Yeah, it's like Home
Alone
forever.
And now he leaves his own kid home.
Yeah, it's like Home Alone forever.
Home Alone forever.
Where now his kid is the one that gets left
He leaves
home.
His own kid home.
He would look like Joe Burrow.
Can you imagine, though, as a storyline, he's on a plane and he's like, did I really? And like the kid would be, it'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Because then the kid would even look at him like, really, Dad, really? This happened to you how many times?
You got that, Disney. You got it?
You're welcome. We're storyboarding like crazy. But let's get back on track.
I grabbed
steering. So, Bart, this game, so the last time two national championship winning quarterbacks met in the NFL head to head as starters, 2009, Vince Young, Matt Leinart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, the repeat.
Yeah. So
did Vince win again?
Let's see. Yes. Vince won that game too.
Vince went to the better team.
Yeah.
Because you know, he was backing up Steve McNair.
And again, fourth time a pair of quarterbacks have started against one another in both national championship games and the NFL since FBS began having a title game in 1998. Mm-hmm. So you had Young and Leinart, Kenny Dorsey, and Craig Krenzel, and Mike Vick, of course, and Chris Wenke. Mm. So that's all the great information we have for you on this game. Aside from that, it's Bengals. We're going to talk to Doug Kazarian later on in the show from Daily Wager. The Bengals are favored by 7.5.
Is that just the largest Bengal spread since, like, TJ Who's Your Mama was in Cincinnati? This is like, they ain't been this favored by this much.
It's not TJ Who's Your Mama. No, that's not.
That wasn't his name?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. You know the dude that played with Chad with the ponytail.
Yes, I know.
Hawaiian dude.
Yes, exactly.
But you know what's the crazy thing? I wonder if I'm Trevor Lawrence, am I really picking the brain of Joe Burrow? Because he's seemingly where you were just a year ago. Taking a beating.
They both did play for Urban Meyer.
Oh, wow.
Remember?
Yeah.
Before he transferred Ohio State. Mm. So they both have that background.
I got rid of him. I got away from him.
Listen, if you can get traded. Right? Can you imagine that conversation?
Good luck with that.
No, but where do you think these two guys – now, these are – again, I mean, Burrow – is, you know, came into the league, you know, with a mortgage and kids, right? Like, he already came into the league grown up.
Yeah, that's why he was able to smoke a cigar when they won a national championship. Exactly. Because he was already 25 years old.
Right, yeah, he didn't get carded anymore. But still, he came in with a lot of expectations. Yeah. And again, Cincinnati, being from where he's from in that area of Ohio, you know, it's a big deal. A lot of pressure on him to be great. And, you know, they really do believe he's showing you those tendencies. Trevor Lawrence came in as a generational quarterback. That's all he talked about. We waited how many years?
Andrew Luck.
You know, if we've been waiting 3 years for him to come into the NFL, that's how much anticipation has been for him. If I was just to tell you, Bart Stradamus, if you could just make an appearance today on a Thursday, 5 years from now, are both these guys with their respective teams and still QB1s?
Oh, yes. I'm looking into my Magic 8 ball. I see a Burrow and a Lawrence. Neither in green or taupe.
Taupe?
None in orange. They got out of town. He listened to Carson Palmer. You can win.
That wasn't Carson Palmer. That was Talia Shire.
No, Carson Palmer, remember.
I'm joking. Oh. You love your Rocky references.
You broke me out of character.
How did you miss the Rocky reference?
I did, but I thought you didn't know what I was saying.
I knew what you were saying.
Carson Palmer told him, listen. No, I'm talking to the people now.
Okay.
Carson Palmer told him, hey, you can't win here, man. I did everything as a dysfunctional organization.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if they're going to change that. They've done a great job in getting weapons, but realistically.
He does have some receivers.
But realistically, who had the better weapons and still couldn't get it done? Him or Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer had Who's Your Mama, Chad Ochocinco, Chris Henry, Corey Dillon, and I forgot Rudy Johnson. So, and they had Whitworth. And they had Swartz. Mm. Like, yo,
and they made the playoffs too. I mean,
yeah,
it was legit.
But he said, I couldn't win. So will they do a good enough job in being able to surround him? Because they've started, Joe Burrow has the best weapons. Now, we don't know about.
Look, when it's time for him to get an extension, they're going to give it to him. They got to pay him.
They're
going to give him the money.
But will he want to take it?
You really turn that down?
Yeah, if I know that you got a franchise tag me and you have the franchise tag me again.
Right, so it's going to be a while.
It worked out pretty good for Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm. It took a while, but you're right. It did work out pretty good for him.
And he was
but do you think Trevor Lawrence will be in Jacksonville? You don't think anything's going to happen there? See, I obviously think there'd be a bigger chance that Urban Meyer's not there, but Trevor Lawrence is. But I think Trevor Lawrence, stick to these guys no matter what.
I just don't know who's the last quarterback that we've ever saw that said, no, I'm good.
Like that walked away from the money?
And went somewhere else, like first round draft. We've never seen it.
No. Either you were a bust or you stay with that franchise.
That's
usually how it goes.
That's going to be a tough one because Carson Palmer had to sit out to get traded to get
himself out of there. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man. But listen, if they continue
doing
these
two
guys,
all right, how about a better question is this? Both of these guys, by the time 5 years from now, you're going to see Brady shouldn't be in the league. If he is, it's amazing. Aaron Rodgers, probably not, maybe, right? Five years from now. Big Ben, we know, won't be. Like, there'll be a bunch of quarterbacks that
Matt Ryan won't be.
Like, so, yeah. And, well, we can anticipate both these guys should be, project to be top 10 quarterbacks in within 5 years, okay? Will either one of them be top five?
I think Joe
Burrow.
They'll
be top 10, but would they be top five?
I think Joe Burrow has a better chance, right?
Burrow does.
Yeah, I think Burrow has a better chance. I think, realistically, believe Lawrence can end up being Matthew Stafford, be a great quarterback stuck
in a bad situation.
Bad situation that just never continues to get built the right way.
Can you imagine?
And he just gets fatigued and he asks, can I just go?
Wow.
Like, can you just trade me? Can you just something? Yeah. I mean, I guess, Deshaun Watson took the money, but he's asking for a way out.
Yeah. No. All right. So that's the game tonight. Again, it's not sexy on the marquee, but you do have two number ones going head to head. And of course, it's the start of week four and is the only game. So it's worth watching to see these two guys go head to head and these two teams go head to head. But we all know what we're anticipating. We are anticipating Sunday night. And that game, of course, being the Bucs in New England against the Patriots, Tom Brady back in New England, Bill Belichick and the prodigal son returning. And if you watch Get Up this morning, you saw Bart Scott give three can't-wait aspects of Bucs-Patriots. You got to hear it. We will play it for you. It was that good. But first, Bart has to give you this from Vivid Seats.
Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And best of all, it is safe to return to live events, which means you can actually be there and see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats from the 50-yard line to a bird's-eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. So get this. With Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. All you got to do is visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Experience it live. We're going to do it live!
Bart and Han.
It's just the Patra one. Pull up to my bumper, baby, with the limousine.
Gracie Jones.
Yeah, but Patra remade it. Pull up to it. Don't
there
stop.
You go.
Do
oh, Grace
it.
Jones.
Drive it up my.
Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, you want to let it go?
Yeah.
You want to leave that there?
So next time we come back, play the remix to this.
Mm-hmm.
Patra, who redid it.
Right. It's not Friday yet,
cause,
though.
Because this is
a Friday feel.
Yeah, but this is like what I did for Louis Riddick on Get Up. I paid homage to him.
Yes.
Like, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Like, Patra did that to Grace Jones because she wanted to, like, modernize it and just, you know, show that we appreciate it.
Anytime you cover a song, you generally like to.
But she didn't even change the lyrics. She did the same song.
See, I'd love to do that one day where we do like a whole bunch of covers.
Yeah.
Covers of classics. And was the cover
to
better?
It.
Right? Was the cover better?
Don't stop.
Get into a big fight with people about those.
Do it.
Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Damian Woody's going to join us in about 12 minutes. We'll get his take on things. And you, by the way, you and D. Wood and also Louis Riddick on Get Up on Thursdays is like, oh, that's like the most energetic of the 5 days. It's fantastic. Mm. You guys are great, and you always do whatever it takes to make Louis Riddick laugh. Because, you know, it's funny, I say he's buttoned up, but yet he's never
buttoned down. But you
know,
but
he's like, he's got that executive vibe, you know, like he's very
smart. You forget he's a player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but yeah, you do. But his delivery is always on point, and then you say something, and he just loses it, and it's awesome. But never mind. You also every Thursday on Get Up have a segment now that you do based on, of course, your famous "Can't Wait" that you did with Sal Palantonio all those years ago with the Jets, actually on the field in Foxborough. So with that, today's was fantastic. Today's was about the game Sunday night between the Bucs and the Pats and what you can't wait to see in this game. And I wanted everybody on our show that might have missed it to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. The first thing I can't wait to see is the awkwardness of the handshake and the fake pleasantries that are going to be exchanged between Bill and Tom. Are they going to talk in pregame or is Cycle Tom going to be so locked in that he's not even going to pay attention to it? But then afterwards, will Bill search for Tom or will Tom go straight to the locker room? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to see that with Greeny. and my second one. Listen, a house divided can't stand, and neither can a crowd divided stand. You talk about the Patriot fans, some are going to love Tom Brady and say, how dare you boo Tom Brady? And somebody's going to say, hey, no, I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of Sam Adams going around in that stadium. Somebody might get take one to the jugular, man. It's going to be exciting to watch to see if the fans are divided within the same stadium. And finally, oh, you want the truth?
Yeah, tell me the
truth. You can't handle the truth. Did you order the Code Red? I want to see, will Tom Brady order the Code Red on mac and cheese? Listen, we all understand when you go against your former team, it is imperative that you tell them and show them what they're missing out on. Tom Brady can't play mac and cheese. He can't hit mac and cheese. But, oh, White can. Oh, the rest of that defense can. And I want to know if Tom Brady's going to go over with the subtle gesture.
Sweet Did you leg. Order the Code Red?
Sweep the leg. They say that guy's me. He ain't me. I told you what a Rolls Royce looked like next to a Chrysler 300. Nothing like it.
You hear everybody laughing in the background. I have three movie references I think I caught in that entire segment,
Did
right?
Did you order the Code Red?
A Few Good Men, there's the one. You said Sweep the Leg, Karate Kid. And then the other one was Take One to the Jugular, which is old school.
You know I speak in movie, man.
You really do. But but all of that is so true, though. And we talked about it yesterday. There's so many compelling stories around this game.
Yeah.
It's like, again, to me, it's just that's what makes it fun.
And then Matt Jones going to say him?
Fans
gonna
versus
say him?
Fans?
You going to say him? You're not even going to call my name, son? Mm. Like, he's earned the right to be called Sir Brady, not just him.
Sir. Yeah. Or something. Or at least just reference him. Mr. Brady.
Yeah.
You know? Or just Tom. Something? Anything?
Mr. Nothing? Tom, something.
Yeah, so again, but that's just always a must listen, always funny, and had to play that for everybody. And just to see, again, all the different movie references you can sneak in and how many people get. You did a Rocky reference earlier, of course, in the show. Yeah. Always a lot of fun.
Greeny's catching up.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to catch up on something also that we just mentioned before with the number ones going head-to-head in Burrow and Lawrence, and how the notes that we were given said that it's the first time since 2009 Young and Leinart, that two national champions would meet in the NFL. That is not true. Just this past week, and this is nothing less, 86 reminded us of this. Jameis Winston and Mac Jones played last week.
Yeah.
Two national champions there facing off. So, you know, national champions, starting quarterback.
But how nuanced does it get? Is it number ones, national champions, and number one overall picks?
I had it's several so different specifics about the matchup. Yeah. I probably got – we got caught up in it. But one of the things I wanted to – make sure we pointed out was that, yeah, no, there's that was last week. Winston won a title, and obviously so did Mac Jones just more recently. So anyways, that's the game tonight. That's what's coming up. But coming up next, a man who stood shoulder to shoulder with Tom Brady and also our own Bart Scott for years will join us next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.